嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开云英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢，我们要聊一聊在家办公，在家上学。
That's right. One of my favorite things, staying at home.
但我们的 point 是你不只是 staying at home, 你要 actually do some work,、and you need to study.
Oh, studying I like.
对，因为这段时间呢，我们在家，昨天我看了就是上海华山医院传染病科主任张文宏大夫的一段访谈，我觉得他有一点说得很好，我们虽然在家，但我们是在战斗， we're actually fighting,、
right.
fighting the virus,、所以在家很重要，但是呢，工作和学习也不能落下。
Right, right. So you don't want to fall behind on your work or on your studies. And hey, if you're at home studying English right now, what's a better way than to learn some phrases about being at home?
说到在家办公和在家上学，最重要的一个 phrase 就是这个 to do something from home, 对吧？
Well, that's the big debate, isn't it? Is it from home or at home?
对。那我们先来看看这个 from home。那在家工作可以说 I work from home 吗？
You can say I work from home.
那在家上学就是 studying from home?
You can't. So I actually had to do a bit of research on study from home. Because、I'm used to the phrase study at home. But that's because I went to a university. I went to the campus. I went to an actual place. But a lot of people don't.Go to actual places. They study online.
对对，好，那我们先来说在家办公吧，好吗？
Sure.
对于现在我们很多人的状态，大家因为这个疫情要在家办公，你觉得用 work from home 还是 work at home 更好一点？
I'm going to say 70% of the time they're the exact same thing.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, but of course, then it means 30% of the time it might matter a little bit. It just comes down to these two phrases give a slightly different impression.
对，我觉得这两个表达不同的地方是，对于我们大多数人来说，平时要去 office 上班，但因为现在这个非常时期，抗击疫情，所以这段时间我们在家办公。So it's more like work from home. 但对于有一些人来说呢，他不用去 office, 可能家就是他的办公室。
Right. So for those people, I would probably say work at home. I work at home.
So it's like...You have a home office.
Right, exactly.
对吗？好，那还有我听过什么 I'm working out of my home.
Okay, so again, that gives a slightly different impression. That gives me the impression of like Steve Jobs and Apple.
是他刚开始。
Right when they started, they were working out of their garage.
对，这个 working out of home 给人的印象就是没有钱租办公室，就刚创业嘛，比较艰辛。So you need to work out of your home.
Right. Or often it's work out of your apartment or something because you really don't have any money.
对对对，经济所限啊。好，那我们还是回到这个 work from home， 最能形容现在大多数人的状态。那么除了这个在家办公呢，我们中文也说远程办公。
So work remotely.
所以这个 remotely 的意思比如电视机什么我们有一个遥控器
remote
control、So remote 的意思就是有一段距离对吧
Right, that's right、You could even use remote to talk about、a very far away place A very remote
place
Right
我觉得这个 work remotely 呢就是更加形容因为有不同的同事嘛每个人都在自己的家里办公所以大家一起呢就是 we work remotely as a team or as a company.
Right, and we can even use the phrase remote team.
对可以这样来形容这个团队。其实说到 work remotely, 我们开研的团队就一直是这个状态。
That's right.
Because some of us are based in Vancouver, 我们的主播团队是在加拿大但是 the rest of our team is in China. So we've always been working remotely.
Right.
It's just now that everyone is working remotely.
Yes, exactly.
对对。好，说到远程办公呢，当然 technology 是少不了的啊，要有很多技术的帮助和支持。
That's right. Couldn't do it without WeChat.
或者现在钉钉啊，还有飞书，对吧？
used to be called Lark, but...
在海外还是叫 Lark.
Oh, still Lark, okay.
对，就是一些帮助我们 work remotely 的很好的软件啊。
Right. Oh, Zoom. We couldn't do anything without Zoom.
Zoom 就是一个视频会议的软件，对吧？
Right.
视频会议因为 work remotely 嘛，我觉得每天大家就排满了这些视频会议啊。So you can call it a 什么
you can call it video conferencing. That is a very, very formal, formal phrase, like teleconference, telecommute.
Right.
But often we just say, I have a meeting.
I have a meeting.
Or a Zoom meeting.
是是是。Well, every day I have lots and lots of Zoom meetings.
You sure do. 辛苦你。
好，除了 video conferencing, 我觉得另外一个东西帮大忙的就是在线的那种文档。然后它是实时都会更新的。So those things are on the cloud.
On the cloud,、
right?
yeah.
其实讲到这个 cloud 就是云嘛。像比如现在在线云课堂，对吧？然后云存储文件。
Well, over here, we are so used to using Google, so everything is just on the Google Drive. It's a Google Doc, a Google folder.
对对对，其实这些都是帮助我们来在线协作的一些手段和工具啊。其实讲到协作，英语里有一个词和合作有一点像。
That's right, collaborate.
To collaborate、是协作，然后合作是
To cooperate.
对、我觉得这两个词的区别，我 first of all, 这两年 collaborate 这个词用的要多很多。
Right, right. Well, so cooperate to me is a very broad and general word.、You cooperate, you can just agree to cooperate.、You know, it just means that you're not fighting, really. But collaborate, you're actually...working together.
对，我觉得这两个词区别好像 cooperate, 就我们会想到国家之间 you know, countries or companies, 公司之间合作 to do business.
Right, right. Or every sign that you read in the bathroom will say, you know, please wash your hands. Thanks
you.
for your cooperation.
Cooperation, 对对对。Whereas collaborate, 协作就是什么 team members, 我和同事之间 we're collaborating,、we're working on something.
Right, or artists. Right? Artists will always collaborate with each other.
对的，歌手啊，或者做影视剧的，对吧？
Sure.
讲到他们的合作一般用 collaborate 比较多。
Collaborate.
好，讲到这个在线办公啊，当然它也会有很多的挑战，有很多的 challenges, one of which 我没有想到的，然后最近在我们自己同事之间，然后也看很多的推送，讲到的就是因为我要每天洗头，虽然在家Sometimes you get lazy、但是 when you're doing video conferencing、然后同事看到我这个形象
That's why I at first I mean video conferencing has been around for a while now But at first I was very against it Because I thought well I don't want to have to You know do my hair and put on nice clothes Like can't I just call
没有我觉得 video conferencing以前我们都是大家都在办公室、所以 you know, you look professional.
Right, but I'm at home.
但是对在家 video conferencing, 我们在家是可能穿着睡衣、然后又比较邋遢。所以现在像前面讲到的钉钉这些软件就很多用户说你们应该出一个滤镜一个 filter.
A filter, right.
And they did, I think, yeah. But anyway, 我觉得还是重要虽然在家工作吧但是 video conferencing 别人要看到你的时候、还是要 try to look a little bit more presentable.
A little bit, yeah. It'd be nice if the filter could do your hair and give you like a fake shirt.
衣服这也很重要。
Tie a tie for you.
对因为确实有的时候在家就穿着居家服啊、
right.
居家服睡衣英语怎么说啊
Well, you can say pajama.
Pajama, 就不是 sleep clothes 吗
We don't say sleep clothes.、
Okay.
We do not say sleep clothes.、We often say pajamas, so、there's an S on there, but we have shortened the word pajamas into PJs.
就像我们节目的简称
That's、right.
PJ.
That's right. You need to get a sponsorship from some big pajama company.
好，那除了个人形象问题是居家办公的一个挑战，另外最大的挑战吧，还是在家里你很容易就偷懒。
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get a little lazy or slack off at home.
Oh, slack off, that's a great phrase.它的意思就是很放松，对吧？
Yeah, like it makes me think of a rope.
绳子。
It can be very, very tight, or I guess taut we use for a rope. But if there's a lot of slack, it means it's very loose.
对对对，所以这个自律啊也很重要。
Yes, discipline. Discipline is key.
Okay, so discipline 在这里就是一种规矩、规律啊。然后讲到自律的时候 you can say you need to be very disciplined or self-disciplined.
Right, exactly.
对，要 set up a routine just like when you're working from the office.
Yes, you should also be disciplined at the office. We should probably say too.
对对对。但我觉得还好现在就是这个大家都在家工作嘛。所以就是每天的会排得很满。It gives you that sense of routine.
Right, yeah. We all need routine. And, you know, just probably the best advice I could give anyone at any point in time, whether you're in home or not, just be presentable. You don't have to look wonderful. You don't have to, you know, like iron your shirt right before the meeting, but just be presentable.
对，其实我觉得虽然在家办公，但这个仪式感还是挺重要的。就每天起来，虽然不需要出门，不需要去办公室。哎，英语不是说 you dress the part?
Yeah, you need to dress the part.
对，你现在要上班，就是要拿出这种状态，是吧？
Now the question is, do you need to put on nice shoes? No one is going to see your shoes. You know, you can put on a nice shirt, do your makeup if you need to, but don't worry about the shoes.
对，下面穿睡裤也没关系，因为大家也看不到上身 OK 就行。
So you can be disciplined. You don't need to be over-disciplined.
好的，那我们今天节目的最后啊，也不能忘了学生朋友。那我们再讲讲在家上学吧。
Yeah, it's fine. It just gives the impression that there is no physical school. Like you are studying at the online university of Jenny.
那现在我们全国的学生就是网络课堂、云课堂嘛。So can we also say we're studying online?
Studying online probably sounds better. Yeah. And then again, if you do have a school, you would just say I'm studying at home today. Just like I'm studying at the library, I'm studying at the wherever.
Okay, okay. 好，那对于很多在家上学的朋友们呢，其实这两年这个 online education 发展的都很快啊，所以我们有直播课，有录播课，有各种各样的选择。
Right.
直播课英语可以说
Live stream or live streaming classes.
Okay. 然后录播课就是什么 video.
Yeah, that's just video.
Lessons. 是吧 ?Video tutorials.
Right.
好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿。最后呢，也希望大家在留言里面分享一下你 you know, work remotely, work from home 遇到的一些挑战，除了挑战，我觉得它可能也会 you know, open up some new opportunities since you don't have to you know, spend that time getting to the office. Maybe you're more productive.
Yeah.
可能你更高效了，对不对？然后在家上学的朋友也是，有什么新发现啊，有什么好的克服懒惰的方法，都欢迎大家在留言里跟我们分享。最后还是要说，虽然我们在家，但是这点非常重要，因为 we are all fighting the coronavirus together.
That's right, fighting.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.